Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Richview Church. My name's Tyler. I'm the lead pastor here, and I'm pretty sure we have broken attendance records this morning, one day past Christmas Eve. Thank you for everyone who's here in person. Thank you for all of you who are here online. We just really appreciate that you're here with us, and we know that many, for many reasons, are not joining us this morning, whether it's from, you know, a little bit of a Christmas hangover, or whether it's isolation or quarantine or anything like that. We're just so glad that you're here with us this morning. I just want to point out a few things. If you're a newcomer here with us, I would love for you to get your connection card, fill it out, and hand it in at the welcome desk. That would be wonderful. And I would love to connect with you, and that is a great way for you to get connected here at this church. I'd also like to say that if you want to know more about what's happening here at Richview, we have an e-bulletin, which is basically a weekly email sent straight to your inbox. I'd love for you to sign up for that. You can go to richviewchurch.com and you can find the e-bulletin and sign up for that there. A couple things that I just want to point out. We are still planning on having a January 1st public skate, so long as things continue to stay open in terms of public arenas. So that is at 2 o'clock at the Martin Grove Rink on New Year's Day. This is a public skate, so it won't just be Richview Church people, but there will be Richview Church people there should we go forward with that. And also, if you want to join us in our Read Through the Bible Together plan, you can also go to our website, and there's a little banner link that can get you hooked up with that plan. We love to read the Bible together, and this special plan is an opportunity for us to read together, but also to ask questions, to give comments, and also share some reflections on the Bible reading plan as we go through. Also, if you want to partner with us in leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus, please do so by giving either online at richviewchurch.com/give, or you can give in the giving boxes at the entrances here in the auditorium. Again, we're so glad that you are here this morning, and this morning is actually quite a special morning. We are having a Testimony Sunday. This is a new tradition that we started just a few years back, and we've been doing it the first Sunday after Christmas since, and we have been asking people to come forward with their stories of God's grace and of God's help in their lives. And I am hoping that this will inspire you to think through how God has been great to you in your testimony as well. A testimony really is just a story of God's goodness in your life, a story in your life where God is the hero. And perhaps you've spent some time thinking about how God is the hero in your life as well. I just want to point out one quick little thing out of John chapter 9. Jesus is traveling through the various towns in the region of Galilee, and he comes upon a blind man, and he heals this blind man of his blindness, and he can see. And he was a beggar for his whole life, and everyone noticed that this beggar can suddenly see. He was once blind, and now he could see. And all of these people were quite suspicious of this. Perhaps this was an imposter, or perhaps this person, you know, was lying, or one thing or another. But at the end of the day, as he's asked straight out, what happened to you? How could this have happened to you? He said, I don't know, but one thing I do. I was blind, but now I can see. Our testimony is a declaration of God doing something in our lives that only God can do. Give us sight to see his beauty, his glory, and his wonder. This morning is going to be an opportunity to be reminded of the beauty, glory, and wonder of God in the lives of Shinenya Okafor and also Jonathan Clark. I hope that you'll encourage them throughout the morning, but I also hope that you will lift up the praises of God with us as we sing. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we are thinking of all those who are here and who are online, and I pray, Lord, that you would give us just what we need. Would you help us, Lord, to focus on you this morning, to trust you in all of our lives. Lord, no one can argue with our story. We have a story of your grace and your goodness. I pray, Lord, that you would give us the courage to share that story when the occasion arrives, especially during these holiday seasons. We love you. We trust you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. My name is Chinanye Okafor, and my testimony is that of God's faithfulness. Oh, mask. My testimony is that of God's faithfulness. Looking back on my life, I can't just praise the Lord. I can't just help but praise the Lord for his faithfulness. It's obvious how his hand has been upon me and my family, and a joy to see how he continually is working all things for his glory and for my good. He's been with me on the mountaintops and the low valleys. He takes the low blows dealt by the enemy and brings beautiful things out of them. I can look at my fears from the past and know that in the struggles to come, he will never leave our side. John Piper says, in all your setbacks of life as a believer, God is plotting for your joy. Once again, my name is Chinanye, also Edith Okafor. I and my loving husband, alongside our three children, moved into Canada 2018, August to be precise, and we moved from South America, Venezuela, to be precise, to Canada, 2018, August. I've been a believer for as long as I can remember. I grew up in a Christian home with my both parents teaching me about Christ and them praying with me since as far as my memory goes back. Looking back on my life, there are so many defining moments of my faith. I can remember when we were about relocating to Canada, there were a lot of uncertainties, worries, fears of the future concerning how we're going to make it here in Canada, how things are going to be. And to the glory of God, lines are falling in pleasant places for us. And then we've integrated into the system. And I myself and my husband, we're doing well in our respective careers. And this can only be the faithfulness of God. The days of having our children were with different difficulties. My first child, I had him in the UK when I was studying. I suffered postnatal depression, but I thank God for the people he surrounded me with and my husband who helped me through the process. Our second daughter, also after having her, she had a whooping cough because she wasn't of age to have some vaccines. She had whooping cough, which led to acid reflux and so many other diagnoses. She was admitted back in the ICU at 1 month plus. But I thank God that we didn't lose her. I can remember going into the hospital in the mornings and in the evenings to breastfeed her. I just thank God for his faithfulness. And also our last child wasn't left out. There were a lot of complications before he was born. Some issues related to secondary infertility, but I thank God that we had to wait for his timing, and God showed himself as well. I still have some why moments in my life, but it is always outweighed by the truth he has given us in the scripture. I always loved Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a future and for a hope." I know this doesn't mean I will have smooth sailing for the rest of my life, but it does mean that he's ultimately working things out for my good. Another defining moment in the lives of my family members and I is the challenge my elder sister faced, believing God for the fruit of the womb. For 9 good years, she was waiting, and we were encouraging her to boost her faith in the Lord by reading the scriptures and so many other things. She also did other things that she could do to help her conceive, but that didn't happen. But inexplicably, I say, she took in and she's believing God for safe delivery. This can only be a strange act of God. Our God is faithful. He's awesome. I bless him for answered prayers, and I claim more to come in Jesus' name. Brethren, if you're experiencing any fruitlessness in your life, I encourage you to hold on to God's word. Confess it daily and maintain your faith in God. He will make you a fruitful vine whose branches run over a wall, according to Genesis 49, verse 22. So today I just speak of God's faithfulness in my life. He's good, he's sovereign, and he's working all things out for my good and ultimately for his glory. Praise the Lord.
We've heard the story of God's faithfulness, and we've sung of God's our living hope and how good he is. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Tyler. We really come to the throne room this morning. My name is Jonathan Clark, and I've been coming to Richview since 2009. I came on staff here in 2009. And now I'm the chaplain at Richview Residence, and I work for an organization called Threshold Ministries, and I'm the national director. I'm also an elder. It's a privilege for me to be an elder at this church, and thank you for this opportunity to share about God's faithfulness in my life, okay? And it's good to be here and share with you, so thank you. I first heard about Jesus when I was a child in my dad's church. He was a minister or pastor in an Anglican church in Johannesburg, South Africa. And I was roped into being in the choir, a server, and many other things. And I used to go to church three times a day on a Sunday. I knew about God, but I did not know God, and I didn't know Jesus, and there's a difference. I would have said, I knew God, but I didn't know God. Later, I went to a Christian school, and after high school, I went the way of the world. To sum up my life before I became a Christian, in one word would be say, I was worldly. I chased after the world's idols, money, sex, possessions, all of which, when I achieved them, were hollow. And they didn't deliver on what they promised to. And frankly, I thought Christians were weird. They had all these rules, looking at it from the outside, but I was free. I was cool, or so I thought. But actually, I was trapped by all those things and worldly pleasure. And another thing is nobody was going to tell me what to do. I knew everything at that time. And then God sent along an angel, my wife, Kathy, she's here. And when I met her, we started attending church together. But we were what I call Sunday Christians. We went to church, but I didn't think about Jesus. I didn't read the Bible. I didn't pray, and I didn't have a relationship with God. Then just before immigrating to Canada in 2002, we were in Cape Town, and we went to an Anglican church called St. Martin's. And there I met people who had something, and it was attractive. I don't know what it was. I couldn't put it. They really were so friendly. They were so joyful. One man in particular just oozed holiness. Bishop Eric Pike was his name. And I now know that that was the presence of the Holy Spirit in them, and I wanted that. They offered the Alpha course at that church, and I made every excuse under the sun not to attend that course. I was busy, too busy, raising children, going to the beach, whatever I could think of. And when we arrived in Canada, The first church we went to on the first Sunday that we were there said, oh, by the way, we're starting the Alpha course. Would you like to come? And I thought, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I'll go. But I'm not sure. I just want to make that clear up front. But in May 2002, on the Holy Spirit weekend of that Alpha course, we, my wife and I, made a commitment to follow Jesus. Deep down, I knew God was real from what I'd been taught as a child. But I just thought I knew better. I was prayed for on the Holy Spirit weekend of that course, and I became very aware of how holy God is and how sinful I am. But I knew I was deeply loved. And I was prayed for, and I was drawn to Jesus, and I wanted to live for him, and I asked him to come into my life and take up permanent residence in my life, at the same time confessing my sins to him. I was desperate for a relationship with Jesus after that. In Micah 6:8, it says, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. After I became a Christian, God placed the desire in my heart to serve others. And not just any people, the least of those. And in 2007, Kathy and I decided that God was calling us into ministry. And we were led to an organization called Threshold Ministries, which has the mission of leading anyone, no matter what their background, into a living relationship with Jesus Christ and his people. And Threshold does it to the least of these, the homeless, the prisoners, the hungry, and the addicted. God has been faithful to me through the ups and downs of life. And that may sound pretty cliche, but it's really during the rough times or the bad times that I've found that my relationship with Jesus grows. God has taught me to rely on him. Through circumstances in my life and childhood, I really have struggled to trust people. But God has shown me that I can trust him. And examples of this are, I had a brain aneurysm in 2002, just after we came to Canada. And I had to trust him to bring me through that. I've had to trust him with my family and finances when we left secular life to go into ministry. We didn't know how we were going to pay for anything. But here we are. God has been faithful. I had to trust him with my daughters when they left home and went to university. I had to trust him when my daughter became a single parent. And if I didn't get it, I had to trust him when last year I got Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. Through all these trials, God has not necessarily answered the way I wanted. But Jesus said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. God has placed faithful people in my life to guide me. My wife Kathy has been at my side all through this journey. She's a rock of support and encouragement. And she challenges me in my journey with Jesus. And I've grown because of it. She always encourages me to be better. And I thank her for that. Others have walked alongside me, many, many different people. I'll just mention one. There was a pastor in Oakville. I started work at 6 in the morning, who met with me for 2 years at 4:30 in the morning to talk about the Bible, to wrestle with Jesus, and I could absolutely say anything to him. I don't get this. And he would try his best to explain it to me. But there are many faithful people who God has put in my life to journey with me. I continue to grow in my relationship with Jesus. I learn new things every day in God's word. And I try to apply these to my life. And I listen for God's voice through his word, through others, and through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And I try to resist the ways of the world. And in closing, I just like to share Psalm 147 verse 3 says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Genuine repentance starts with being brokenhearted. And repentance means humbling yourself before God. God doesn't delight in our physical strength or in our mental capacity. The Lord delights in those who fear him, Psalm 147 says, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And my desire is to continue to grow in an intimate relationship with Jesus and to know him more each day and to act on the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life. Thank you.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.